I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We are going to spend some time in Africa now. In a few minutes, we will speak about why activists hope the murder charges against Olympian Oscar Pistorius will help stop the epidemic of violence against South African women of all races. That's coming up in a few minutes. But first, we go to Kenya, which recently held its first ever series of televised presidential debates. Voters will go to the polls there early next week. The election is getting a lot of attention there, and at least some of that amounts to the question of whether the country can elect a president without the kind of horrible violence that occurred after the last election 5 years ago. We wanted to hear more about all this, so we are joined now by the moderator of one of those debates. Uduak Amimo is an anchor with Kenya Citizen TV, and she joins us now from Nairobi. Welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on the honor of moderating one of these debates.
Well, thank you.
How did these debates come about? As we mentioned, these were the first live televised debates. How did it happen?
I believe it happened against the backdrop of the last election, 2007, 2008, where the media in Kenya were accused of taking sides and to some extent helping fuel the violence. And so this time around, the media owners came together and thought about a way that they could help inform the public. And the idea of holding presidential debates had been floating around for some time. And so you have the eight media houses coming together, which traditionally compete, you know, put each other's stuff and working together brilliantly, I must say, to put the debates out. And what they were also trying to do was to get the candidates to engage on policy and not necessarily hitting the campaign trail and attacking each other. Quite a lot of work went into it. You know, journalists were asked to troll through what the public were concerned about. And so you then came up with the themes of leadership, governance, evolution, security, the economy, land, natural resources, and all of that.
How were the debates received? Were people very interested? Did you get a large audience?
There was a lot of interest in the debates. I mean, you just have to look on social media when the debates went out. And the debates were trending worldwide. You know, various candidates were trending worldwide, various issues. Even beyond the social media class, which tends to be, you know, middle-class people with access to phone and internet connection, within the rural areas, you had people gathering around radios and televisions listening to the debate. Now, the first one was criticized. I mean, it was seen as being elitist because it was done all in English. And so the second time around, we incorporated Kiswahili, which is a national language. But yes, people were rushing home to watch this. There was no traffic. People stopped wherever they could, restaurants, bars, clubs, to watch the debates. And the news, you know, what the candidate said or didn't say is still in the newspapers 4 or 5 days later.
Now, this is the first time Kenya has held televised presidential debates. I understand that this was the second of two. I'll just play a short clip. This is candidate Mohamed Aduba Diba.
We need to have spiritual leaders. Jesus Christ is a role model who will ensure that everybody has eaten before he eats. Jesus could not be driven home with a convoy of six vehicles while it is raining.
He's portraying kind of a vivid picture there of corruption, I guess, and of, you know, big leaders living high while other people suffer. What are some of the other issues?
Well, there's a feeling, as the presidential candidate, Mohamed Aduba Diba, was saying there, there's a feeling that, you know, people who've been involved in scandals that have cost the country, you know, billions of shillings, billions of dollars, if you will, have gotten away scot-free. But it's the poor people who face the might of the law. So that's one issue, corruption. The other issue is land. And land goes back all the way to independence and the feeling that, you know, certain Kenyans benefited from the presidency of Jomo Kenyatta and so were able to get to buy land at throwaway prices, displacing the local inhabitants of the land. So there are several things coming into this election. And remember that this is the first election since the violence of 2007. So there's a lot of anxiety. You have PSAs on television, on radio, urging for peace, calling for peace. The candidates have promised that they will resolve any disputes peacefully. But you do feel as if people are kind of anxious about how the election will go, given that we're told it's supposed to be neck and neck between Prime Minister Raila Odinga and Deputy Prime Minister Uhuru Kenyatta.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about the violence.
The problem sometimes we face in Kenya is that every election year is attended by violence, and this year has not been any different. In the run-up to the election, we've had violence in parts of the country, but, you know, let's all put this in context. Most of the country has been calm, and there's a lot of momentum towards strengthening the security, judiciary, but also reporting of any incidents that might lead to violence. But the institution certainly needs strengthening.
Uduak Amimo is an anchor with Kenya Citizen TV, and she was one of the moderators of one of Kenya's historic first live presidential debates. She was with us from Nairobi. Uduak, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.